This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Have you ever gone to see the Nutcracker in December? For some families, this might be the only live dance performance that they see in the course of a year. And for many, it's a beloved holiday tradition. Interlaken Center for the Arts will stream a new, fully staged production of Tchaikovsky's holiday classic on Saturday, December 12th. It incorporates the safety measures of the day and some innovations. Detroit Public Television will broadcast Interlaken's production at 8 p.m. on Christmas Day if you're one of the many, many people who cannot go see a live performance right now. Students went to great lengths to make this production happen. As you know, public high schools are in virtual instruction for at least 3 weeks. Here to tell us about how they've done it is Joseph Morrissey, Interlaken's director of dance, and Ava Blaine, a student who's dancing the role of Clara. She is from Traverse City. Ava, Joseph, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, April. Happy to be here.
For folks who may not be familiar with the story, The Nutcracker is all about a little girl who dreams a treasured nutcracker prince, a gift from her godfather, comes to life, battling a mouse king and whisking her away to the land of sweets. I mean, this is the stuff of classic fairy tales. I want to talk a bit about how the COVID production has been different, but before we go there, Joseph, could you pull back the curtain a bit on how you decided to interpret the story for the production this year?
Yes, well, it was important to keep the essence of, as you said, April, this sort of fairy tale magic, and to capture it in a way that was going with the restrictions that we had, that was adhering to all of the policies that we as an institution are moving forward with. But at the same time, we wanted to make sure that we were keeping a certain pace, that people were getting that holiday familiar tale that they come to love every, you know, holiday December season. So it is in many ways paced in a way that is still the same as if we were not in this COVID situation, albeit with some choreographic differences. And I have to say it's been created not so much as a quote unquote COVID version, but just a new version of the Nutcracker for everyone to enjoy.
Right. What does it take to put on this performance in regular times? Ava, have you ever been involved in a Nutcracker production before this? It's kind of a chestnut that a lot of dance students take some part in over the years.
I was in a Nutcracker when I was younger, but my first big Nutcracker I've been a part of was last year at Interlaken.
Yeah. What's a normal production like?
Last year was my first year, but a normal production includes a full orchestra, which was a really amazing experience I had last year, getting to perform with live music. And our performance have many elaborate sets that really make our Nutcracker come to life, and lots of beautiful costumes.
Yeah. Joseph, I know that the Nutcracker is not only something that, you know, audiences look forward to. I mean, this is something that a lot of companies produce every year just to, you know, give folks a, you know, a nice experience for the holidays and make sure they can, you know, ensure some ticket sales. How would you describe what it takes to pull off a full production of the Nutcracker under normal circumstances?
Well, under normal circumstances, you know, as Ava mentioned, at Interlaken, we are so fortunate to have a partnership with our music division. So we do normally have the luxury and privilege and honor of working with a live orchestra, which is so rare, I mean, for a high school to have that cooperation. Of course, this year, given the restrictions, that was not possible. So we resorted to a recording. And I think it's something what I've been telling to the students and to really everyone here is that this really just needs to be the year of, and the nutcracker of what we do have, you know, versus what we don't have. And so in an ordinary situation, first of all, we would have a bit more time. This was an unusual situation already because I added a fall performance. So we were kind of strapped for time as it was. And then to receive the order and put this on 4 weeks before its premiere or its opening date, that definitely was probably the biggest difference between what would, quote, be an ordinary and what would be an unordinary year.
Yeah, my understanding is the students performed and filmed this nearly 3 weeks ahead of schedule so that just in case the emergency order gets extended, the video could be streamed as scheduled. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. I didn't want to take chances, just given how things are going, that if this order gets extended, that we would not have a Nutcracker this year. And so on Sunday night when the order was issued, I called our production offices and I just said, guess what? Guess what we're doing on Tuesday? We are going to film. And I think the students on Monday, when I told them, oh, by the way, we are going to film the Nutcracker tomorrow, there was of course a bit of shock, but then there was also a sense of relief because all that hard work and all that knowing that people would be able to get to see this magical performance, that would still be possible.
Ava, do you remember your reaction when he laid this news on everyone?
Yeah, I was a little nervous because we wouldn't have the extra time to prepare and get ready for the Nutcracker like we usually do. But I was also really excited that I'd be performing as Clara the next day. And and I feel really grateful, like Mr. Morris, he said, that we have our production to show for this because we had all been working on it for a long time. And it's always really amazing to be able to be part of the Nutcracker and share that. So I'm glad we can still do that this year.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking today with Ava Blaine, a dance student at Interlochen who's performing the role of Clara in the Nutcracker this year. And we're also speaking with Joseph Morrissey. He's Interlochen's director of dance. Clara has a huge role in this production. You spend a lot of time on stage. I mean, there are periods when even if you're not dancing, like you have to sort of be there and be present with the action that is happening. And so little time to prepare. I mean, how did you manage learning and doing everything you had to do in that time frame?
I guess I just tried to make the most of our rehearsal time that we did have. And I practice a lot at my house, actually. I just go home and I love to go over all of my steps and the choreography. And I feel like even though we didn't have as much time as we expected, the Nutcracker still looks amazing. And for me, I feel like we had enough rehearsals so that it still looks just like it would on a normal year. It's not anything less. It still looks beautiful.
I have to say, we had access to some of the rehearsal footage in full dress, and it looked great. Joseph, can you explain how you did things differently this year to keep the dancers safe in this time of COVID?
Sure. Well, naturally, the first thing was just keeping distancing in mind when producing the choreography, which in many ways has turned the coin and given opportunities for more dancing for everyone. I mean, a lot of parts that normally would have been sort of maybe like as you mentioned, standing around or walking around, there's this big party scene, have actually turned more into choreographic sequences because I felt, well, if they're dancing, that's less time to be sort of interacting and standing around and getting close to one another. So there was that. And, you know, of course, we had to be cautious. There's no what we call pas de deux or partnering when, you know, there are actually physically touching each other, whether it's a lift or whatnot. There is one dance that would have some semblance of partnering in the coffee dance.
Mm-hmm.
But we've used sort of this long silk scarf to kind of keep somewhat of an essence of it. But I have to say, a lot of people were saying to me, how are you going to be able to do this? How is it possible? And it's actually turned out to be quite astonishing how these dancers all came together without having any sort of physical contact with each other and still being able to tell the story through the choreography and the pantomime. And we also made sure that anything that was a prop or any sort of 3D object, that whoever handled it was the same person in and out. So, you know, there's a big box where the Nutcracker comes out of, and there's any sort of props that we made sure that they were handheld by the same people.
Having this experience of putting on one of the biggest shows of the year in a rush, in the middle of a pandemic. Joseph, what do you think this offers all the students? I mean, this would be a learning experience under any circumstances, but what do you think this is going to give them in terms of their professional skill set?
Yeah, well, a sense of readiness, preparedness, resilience, perseverance, probably more words than you were looking for. But I mean, so much. I said to them, this is a once in a, you know, hopefully for this reason of a pandemic, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. And, you know, we can choose to either rise to the occasion or not. And we did, and the students did. And I think it's really a sense of readiness. I told them, some of them, that, you know, back in the 30s and 40s, when, you know, the famed Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo was traveling around the country, this is what they did. They would get on a bus one night and perform in Oklahoma, and the next night they were off to Texas or, you know, wherever they may be. And this was really how it was. But I think it's important for me as their leader to instill this sense of readiness day to day. I mean, in the back of my head, I sort of had in mind, this could happen. So we always have to be ready for the unexpected and to let our art form be a fuel for that.
Jeez, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Ava, can I ask you a little bit more about your role?
Yeah.
For this production, Clara has been re-envisioned as a young adult, and her relationship with the life-size Nutcracker doll turned handsome prince needs to have a little bit more of a romantic tone. And at the same time, you have these restrictions on, you know, how you and your partner are going to dance. How did your performance change, do you think, as a result of that?
I think typically, like this year, the romantic element between Clara and the Nutcracker is new. But typically, like, that would be conveyed through partnering. And since we can't touch right now, I think both my partner and I have found ways to convey like romantic feelings without being too close. I think for me that was a little hard, like artistically trying to do that. Mm-hmm. But just like our dancing, our choreography helps a lot, and yeah.
Well, I would just say too, April, that when you have a score like Tchaikovsky, you know, whether it's the Nutcracker or Swan Lake or Sleeping Beauty, you know, his big three ballets, if you let the music guide you, you won't have any problem at all. I mean, everyone, like I said, how are you going to do this? Well, if I have Tchaikovsky's music, I can do anything. Because if you let the music guide you and you don't really necessarily, I found you don't necessarily need to do this or that, as long as you're showing it through the dancing and the emotions. Just a simple gesture of an arm movement can mean so much if it's done well. And Ava and her Nutcracker partner, George, did a phenomenal job and really demonstrated a sense of maturity And like you said, April, in such a quick amount of time. But I do credit, for me at least, in producing all of this, the music. I mean, if you have that beautiful music, you really should be able to do something that still is as just as powerful as if we were in a normal situation.
Have the residential students, have they been sent home or are they still on site?
Some of them are still on site, and some of them, when this order was issued, did decide to return home. We all wanted to do this Nutcracker. So everyone stayed to get through that filming on Tuesday the 17th. In fact, it was one of the students' birthdays, and I said, well, what a better birthday present than this. Then after that, because we at one point had thought, oh, maybe we'll still do another live performance of this. But again, I didn't want to take those chances. And so I think day by day, some students have started to return home. And then some are braving out the storm and are going to be with us throughout the remainder of this semester. It will make for one of the most memorable performances, I think, certainly of the Nutcracker in history. I think this is, in a way, it sounds so grand to say, but I mean, it is, in a way, this performance of the Nutcracker is a historic event, and something that I'll certainly remember. And I think all of the students will remember this experience, this day of filming, the rushness, all the stories that went along with it. It's going to make for quite a remarkable performance and memorable experience indeed.
Joseph Morrissey, Interlochen's director of dance. We've also been talking with Ava Blaine, a student who's dancing the role of Clara. And again, Detroit Public Television will be broadcasting Interlochen's production at 8 p.m. on Christmas Day for most of Michigan to see. Joseph, Ava, it's really nice talking to you. Thank you for sharing this story with us.
Thank you, April. Pleasure's been ours. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Support for arts and culture coverage on Stateside comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. Up next, paper or plastic? Not actually asking about your shopping bags, but rather your Christmas tree. The industry adds $35 million to Michigan's economy, and this year's sales are up. So what Christmas tree styles are trending in 2020?
You know, it's not the Clark Griswold opening up the tree in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation anymore. They want that smaller, slender tree. It's easier for them to handle.
That's next after the break. Stay with us.